When I was in late high school, some of my friends were checking out other kinds of churches, not Catholic ones. And I would occasionally go with them to some different things. And a few of my friends left the Catholic Church at that point and joined a different kind of church. Even as a high school student, though, back then, I knew I could never do that. While there are plenty of good things that happen in other churches, I've come to so value our Catholic faith that I know I could never leave the church. I just can't imagine not being Catholic. This solemnity of Peter and Paul is a feast of the church. It reminds us of some of the reasons why we are and why we remain Catholic. Jesus knew what he was doing when he started the church. He was intentional about that. He knew he would only be walking the earth for 33 years. And for the rest of time, he would work through the church. He chose and mentored the apostles, and especially Peter, to be the one who would lead his people. We call the church the sacrament of Christ. The church serves as the visible sign of Christ's presence in the world. Jesus gives us his grace through the seven sacraments, which are administered through the church. The night before he died at the Last Supper, Jesus offered a prayer for his apostles, and then one for those who would come after them, for us. And Jesus' prayer was for unity. He prayed that they and we might be one, just as he is one with the Father. Jesus could have prayed for many different things. He did pray for the unity of his followers. As Catholics, we are the people who seem to value that unity the most. Catholics are the ones who, throughout history, have made the decision to remain with the church that Christ founded, rather than start a new church, a new group that might be more to our liking. And that decision to remain started, in many ways, with Peter and Paul. Peter knew Jesus. He was there from the beginning. Jesus chose Peter to be the leader and the source of unity among the apostles, and then for the whole church. Jesus gave Peter the keys to the kingdom of heaven. He did not choose Peter because Peter was perfect. He certainly was not perfect. But Peter kept coming back to the Lord. He knew there was really no other option. "Lord," Peter said, "to whom shall we go? You have the words of everlasting life." Peter remained to lead the early church. St. Paul was the great evangelizer, the greatest missionary. And St. Paul did not know Jesus when Jesus walked on the earth, even though they were both alive at the same time. Paul came to know Jesus later through a spiritual encounter with him. St. Paul spent time then growing in faith and holiness, and then spent the rest of his life traveling and telling different people in different places about Christ. St. Paul helped to develop the Catholic or universal nature of the church. He didn't just stay with his own Jewish community. He went to others, the Gentiles, and got him into some trouble for inviting those foreigners into the faith. And there was a big difference of opinion over that. Peter and Paul worked that out. They brought the leaders together and they prayed and they listened to what God was doing and they discussed. They certainly had some differences of opinion, and yet they remained committed to the unity of the church and they did work things out. That example would set the pattern for the rest of church history. There will always be differences among people in the church, in different communities, in different parts of the world, even among different leaders. Peter was not perfect. I am not. All of us are sinful. The church is always in need of reform. Yet the Lord works in and through the church, in and through us. The Catholic response is always to work for unity in the midst of differences. Peter and Paul both died as martyrs in Rome. After Peter died in what is now St. Peter's Square, the apostles chose a new leader to replace him, and that process has continued through the centuries until our day, when just recently Pope Leo XIV was elected to be the successor of Peter, our 267th pope. I want to be part of the church started by Christ. Sure, there's times when I wish things were a little different. That's not what is important, though. I want to remain in the unity that Jesus desired for us. I want to receive the grace that Jesus gives us in the sacraments. I want to remain with and in the church, this beautiful, if imperfect, sign of Christ's presence in our world. St. Peter, keep us united with one another and with you. St. Paul, help us to reach out to others, to invite them to know you more deeply in your one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. Saints Peter and Paul, pray for us.